Now for the roll call, the board recorder will now conduct a roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton, Commissioner Tivnan?
Present.
City of Hillsborough, Commissioner Judah?
Thank you for making that correction since you have a typo on the meeting.
I just saw that. Sorry.
I'm here. Thank you.
And TVWD, Commissioner Duggan?
Present.
All right. Thank you. This concludes roll call. All other attendance will be recorded using Microsoft Teams.
All right. The first thing on the day's agenda, as usual, is the General Manager's Report, and Mr. Kraska will present that report.
Great. Thank you, Chair Judah. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Here we go with the General Manager's Report. As always, we start with a very brief safety minute. Today's safety minute is about driving in the rain and first rain driving after a dry spell, something that we just need to remind ourselves about how to be careful about this. And so why are we careful about it? Because driving after a dry spell, what happens is the oil and grease tends to build up on the roads, creating a greasy layer. And then the first rain, the greases and oils rise to the top, making the roadway slick. And studies have shown that the risk of having an accident after a first rain increases with the length of a dry spell preceding it. So just what do we do in those situations after a first rain? So we know those are coming. Slow down, but keep up with traffic. That increases your time to react to dangerous situations, improves the traction on your with your tires on the road. Give yourself extra room to brake. You give yourself space around other cars around you. Because if you something happens in front of you, any sudden braking in rainy conditions can lead to a loss of control. And when steering and things like that, use gentle maneuvers to stay in control on treacherous roads. And so that's it for today's safety moment. So just a reminder to drive safely as we head into the rainy season that's coming up. So now moving on with the rest of our general management support, we'll do a usual permitting and communications updates. The Willamette Water Supply Program, the permitting and communication efforts remain very active. Attached to the general manager's report is a tabulation of the permits and approvals recently granted and the status of those currently in process. Regarding a couple of permitting updates, the staff prepared and submitted requests to the City of Wilsonville to amend our grading and erosion control and public works permits for the raw water facility. Both amendments cover the additional driveway needed by Portland General Electric to access their future improvements, our future equipment near the upper site, as well as minor pipeline realignment and stormwater redesign to avoid launch shaft secant piles at the upper site. Moving on to our communications updates, the communications team focused efforts on the development of the Joint Water Supply Integration Outreach Plan. The purpose of this plan is to clarify the roles and responsibilities of the program, TVWD, Hillsborough, and Beaverton staff in developing communications for introducing the new Willamette supply into the respective distribution systems in 2026. This plan outlines how staff will develop, review, and approve water supply integration communications. The goals for the Joint Water Supply Integration Outreach Plan include increasing regional awareness of and confidence in the new water supply, developing a no surprises approach for customers, public, special interest groups, stakeholders, partner management and staff, and elected officials, making sure each partner and their staff and leadership have the information they need, supporting the partners in problem solving and issue resolution, creating a mechanism to share customer concerns between agencies, and emphasizing quality, transparency, and service in public messaging. So as you can tell, it's a very involved process, but it's all pointed towards us wanting to have a very smooth and event-free integration of the new supply into our distribution systems in 2026. So I'm really glad and proud of the team for getting started on that so early. Now moving on to our construction status updates. Attached to the general management's report is a tabulation status of all the active construction projects. To provide a more complete understanding of the work underway, I will share a presentation of recent photos from these construction sites. A copy of the presentation is attached to the general manager's report. And so now we move on into the photos from the general manager's report. Construction summary, as shown on this graphic here, we have 12 active construction projects.
As you probably heard of me mention before, we're heading towards 14 active construction projects. And if you look carefully at this diagram right here, you look on the right-hand side, there's a blank space in there. Well, that's space for one more active construction project that's coming. That'll be the MPE 1.3 project that is still in the paperwork phase right now. And then over on the left-hand side above POW 1.2, we're going to be adding the POW 2.1 project that's heading towards construction in the next month or two. So pretty soon we'll have 14 active construction projects, but right now we have 12 active construction projects. So as usual, thank you, Commissioner Duggan. We'll get into it starting at the south, at the raw water facility project. On that project, we're wrapping up our GMP 1.5 efforts that include upper site utilities work, beginning the upper site fine grading and base rock placement in preparation for paving, continued work on the lower site stormwater improvements, and our GMP number 2 was approved, as everyone's aware. A notice to proceed is anticipated late last month, but that's on its way. So now on to some photos. This one here shows in the center of the photo there is the bridge over Arrowhead Creek, and so that's the access roadway to the water treatment plant that's to the right of this photo. If you look at that bridge and you look over just to the right-hand side of that bridge, you see the back end of an excavator pointing down into Arrowhead Creek. And so what's happening there is our new storm drain outfall into Arrowhead Creek is being constructed there. It's great that we're getting this work done now, well in advance on the rainy season. It's the best time to do this kind of work. This storm drain outfall will carry the outfall from the bioswales that will be on the upper site facility where we're building all of our new facilities. So the new facilities up there will have new impervious areas, so we have to contain those on-site in our bioswales and retention facilities, and the overflow from those go into the storm drain and then add into Arrowhead Creek. So that's all in construction right now. We'll get that wrapped up before the rainy season. Next photo, please. So this photo is the drone right here is right on top of the Willamette River, looking at the Willamette River Water Treatment Plant there. If you look on the left-hand side of the photo, you see a square rectangular concrete structure. That is the clear well for the Willamette River Water Treatment Plant. Typically, you're not able to see it. Typically, it's buried underneath the park, and this is a Wilsonville project with the Willamette River Water Treatment Plant, where they're doing seismic improvements to that clear well. The reason I'm showing this to you, it just shows the kind of the combination of work that's taking place in the area. We're doing our improvements in this area primarily for storm drainage control and things of that nature. Meanwhile, Wilsonville is doing their work on the Willamette River Water Treatment Plant, and we're coordinating all of that work together. Next slide. Additional coordination is taking place while Wilsonville is doing their Fifth and Kinsman project. And so you see kind of a nest of concrete and asphalt paving road that's being constructed in the area. That's Wilsonville's project being constructed in this area. And this is the one of the challenges we worked through here recently is Wilsonville. To make sure that we maintain access for our contractors and we didn't impede the progress on their work. So far all of that coordination has gone very smooth, but it's taken a lot of active communications out there on the construction site. Next slide. So now moving up north to Water Treatment Plant 1.0. On this project, we're continuing a lot of work on mass excavation, embankment fill, drilling and rock blasting and rock crushing, working on getting our temporary electrical service out there, and working closely with the contractor in critical submittals, including our baseline critical path method schedule from the contractor. Next slide. So unfortunately, this month I don't have photos that are too interesting for you, but still demonstrating progress that we're making out there. What we see here in this photo, kind of in the center there, is a large flat platform area. This will be the base of our 10 million gallon clear well that we will be building for our water treatment plant. Very large excavation. There's been a lot of drilling, blasting, and excavation here, but here we see the fine grading that's taking place to facilitate the construction, the coming up construction of that clear well. In the foreground here, you see a lower elevation area. That's going to be the footing for a finished water pump station for that clear well. So we're making good progress on this project here. Moving on to the next photo here, it shows another excavation with another pad elevation. This is for our equalization basin, the subgrade preparation for that activity. So again, just making more progress on our construction activity, getting closer to the time that we'll actually be pouring concrete, placing rebar, of getting other trades working on the site. Next slide. Another activity that's occurring out there, this is the southern end of this particular site where the contractor is installing the final location of all of the construction trailers that we'll have out there. So far, our construction management staff out there have been in temporary trailers, and so they're making progress in getting the permanent trailers for our construction management staff to continue with the rest of this project. Next slide, please. Moving up from there up to PLM 4.2. So this is just to the north there up in Tualatin and Sherwood Road. This is our partnership project with Washington County. Washington County is widening Tualatin and Sherwood Road, and we're partnering with them to get our pipeline installed in there as well. So right now it's pretty much all Washington County work, doing the clearing and demolition for the roadwork activities, relocating some utilities, and for our site, it's mostly paperwork, just to processing submittals that we're getting from the contractor. Next slide. And so if you were to drive out there, pretty much all you would see is a site that looks something like this. You drive down the roadway, you'll see a lot of traffic control cones in the area for the Washington County's contractor to move the traffic out of the way so they can do the clearing and grubbing on the side of the road there to begin their roadway expansion activities. Next slide. Moving up now to our PLM 4.1 project, so just further down to the west on Tualatin and Sherwood Road, crossing Highway 99. Again, another partnership project with Washington County. On this one, we've completed our trenchless crossing of Highway 99 and installing our 66-inch water line in that trenchless casing. We're starting on open cut pipe work. That'll be on the other side of Highway 99, on the Roy Rogers side of Highway 99. That work should be starting this month. And Washington County is continuing the road widening work on Tualatin and Sherwood Road. Next slide. So I think the only photo that I have of this particular project for you today just shows our the carrier pipe being successfully installed in that casing underneath Highway 99. That pipe was filled with water so that we could do the grouting of the annular space between our carrier pipe and the casing pipe. And so all of that work was successfully completed. Moving on to the next project in the same general area is in Roy Rogers Road in Sherwood, another partnership project with Washington County. And so this one is Washington County is expanding Roy Rogers Road in Sherwood there. And so again, we're working more on the paperwork side of things, processing submittals and requests for information. Washington County is doing their roadway preparation efforts, expansion efforts, and currently installing sound walls to the neighbors that are right adjacent to all of this construction activity. So next slide. So in this photo, you see that this is an image of the portion of Roy Rogers Road, and it shows the concrete columns being installed for the sound wall. That will have the concrete columns installed first, and then precast concrete panels that go in there to construct the sound wall, making very good progress on this. So the cedar fencing there that the residents have had there all these years, that'll go away and be replaced by the concrete sound wall. So it's all Washington County doing that work. That's not us doing that. It's been a challenge for them. So, next slide. Now, moving up north from there on our PLM 4.3 project. So this one is not a partnership project. This one's just us. And we're installing our pipeline up all the length of Roy Rogers Road there from Chicken Creek all the way up to north of Beef Bend Road. Where our contractors constructing the access and haul roads in preparation of waterline construction. They're constructing the two shafts on either side of the river. Most of the construction activity on that one has been on the north tunnel shaft, the secant pile installation for that. They've started installing 66-inch pipe and open cut installation on the southern end of this project, Roy Rogers Road, kind of toward the area of Chicken Creek. We're working with City of Sherwood on our pre-construction and permitting completions. And clearing and grubbing for the alignment in addition to all of that. So I think we got a couple of photos of this particular project for you. This is on the north tunnel, Seacant Shack construction. If you were to drive in that area, you would see construction activity that looks something like this. This is the construction of those piles that go down in a big ring sort of shape to construct a caisson that we'll be using for our trenchless construction underneath Tualatin River. Yeah. This one is pretty interesting because it's definitely going to be our deepest shaft that we're constructing for any of our activities. This shaft will actually be 100 feet deep. So it's really quite a construction that we're building there in order to get our pipeline in the right location so that it will be seismically resilient. So very challenging construction there, but it's going very well so far. Next slide. There we go. And this just shows some of the preparation work in advance of our pipeline construction activity, the clearing and grubbing. And then if we look at the next slide, more of our pipeline construction activity. So after the clearing and grubbing, shoring's installed, and then the excavators can come in and start landing our pipe in the trenches. And so this shows a couple of the very large excavators that are used to install each of our pipeline sticks. And as a reminder, each one of these sections of pipeline weighs about 20,000 pounds, or about the weight of two elephants. And so it takes some very large equipment in order to get that in place. Next slide. So now we're moving up north from there, up to our RES 1.0 PLM 5.3 project. So a pretty long length of pipeline you see on the right-hand side here, going up Grabhorn Road, around Baker Rock, and then up to Rosedale Road there. This one was combined with a reservoir project. Regarding our reservoir project, we're continuing rock excavation and haul off, but we're getting close to the end of that activity. Continued construction of our soil nail rock bolt retaining wall. We're about three quarters of the way done with that. And we've started installation of our storm drain lines, 18-inch and 12-inch lines. On our pipeline project, we have two headings on that particular project. So two crews, one of them so far has installed 2,500 feet of pipe and the other 1,400 feet of pipe, so they're making great progress there. And also our ground improvement work that I've got a photo that I'll show you for a second. We're about almost three quarters of the way done with that work right now. So the next photo here shows you what our reservoir site looks like right now. You can see that we're getting that the pad elevation is getting pretty well cleaned up. They're getting close to the elevation for construction of our reservoirs. And toward the back there, you see the construction of the retaining wall for our excavation. And this is the soil nails toward the top, higher elevations, and toward the lower elevations, it's rock bolt construction to create the vertical wall there for stability of the site, to protect our reservoirs, and also to keep Stone Creek Drive where it's at, not create any settling. So if we go to the next photo here, I believe we have a close-up of that wall. And this just gives you kind of a feel for what that wall looks like close up. You can see it's a couple of sections have already been built. They'll continue excavation down below. Scott, who's standing there inspecting the wall, so it'll be, I believe at its highest elevation, the wall would be about 20 feet high. And this shows some of the details of the construction. You can see the rebar netting that kind of holds together between the soil nails and rock bolts, and then the shotcrete that's placed on top of that, basically tying it all together. Next slide is showing some more of our pipeline construction. This is the second crew that's working near Kohler Road. Again, more vertical shoring, more large excavators, more of our 66-inch pipeline being installed, and they're making really good progress on this work. Next slide. Leave is our ground improvements work, and it is. And so this is the work that's going in just on the other side of Farmington Road. Our geotechnical activities or studies show that this area is quite liquefiable and during a major earthquake would damage our pipeline. And so what we're doing is we're doing deep soil mixing to stabilize the material, stabilize the soil in the area, so that when the big earthquake does happen, we can count on our pipe still being there and still being able to provide water following a major earthquake event like that. So it's hard to get the scale of how big this machinery is, but this is very, very large equipment and very specialized equipment working in this area. But we're making good progress on this work, too. Next slide. PLM 1.3 project is almost done. It's just north of Farmington Gardens area there. You can see it's Rosedale Road up to the the southernmost extension of Cornelius Pass Road. On this project, we're doing wetlands planning, final restoration along the pipeline alignment so that, you know, it looks like we were never there. Working on Farmington turnout vault pipe and electrical work, and our Butternut Creek turnout electrical and control panels. All of that work, basically kind of the final wrap up of this particular project. Going on to the next photo here, just shows some of the restoration work that we're doing to button up the site. So again, this is kind of looking at toward the end of it, again, getting the site to look like we were never there. So our contractor is currently working on that. We go to the next photo here, shows some of the electrical conduit extending from one of our turnout vaults that carries signals and electrical power for some of the equipment that we have in the vault. And the next photo shows some of that equipment. In particular, in the center there is our magnetic flow meter. So we've standardized on magnetic flow meters everywhere on the program for measuring water flow into the systems. And so this shows one of them installed along with the piping and being buttoned up there. So now the next slide goes to our PLW 1.2 project. So now we're back into our partnership projects with Washington County. So this is Cornelius Pass Road north of TV Highway, where Washington County is expanding that road, and we're working with them to get our pipeline installed as well. So on this project so far, we've completed this. The slide here shows that it's going to begin, but actually we were successful in completing our Reedville Creek trenchless crossing. The shoring was installed, dewatering wells were installed, the 60-inch boring was completed for our 48-inch pipe, so that work was successfully completed. Washington County's contractor is also working with tree clearing and roadway subgrade prep on the east side, again, to widen Cornelius Pass Road in preparation for a pipeline installation work. And they're also working on street lighting prep and installation. So I think I've got a couple of photos of this project for you here. Basically just showing this one here is, as part of our work, we had to relocate a TBWD 18-inch water main. This shows that water main being relocated or having been relocated, and we're also installing a concrete collar thrust block on that one as required per the designs. Next slide. I think the next slide just shows the boring launch shaft. So this is in preparation for that boring underneath Reedville Creek, like I said, was recently completed successfully. So now we're going to loop all the way around clockwise, all the way over to the other side of Washington County, to Western. This is our partnership project with the city of Beaverton. So on this project, we've installed almost all of our 48-inch water line on Western Avenue, all the way up to Beaverton Hillsdale Highway. Continuing our work on test stations, blow-off assemblies, combination air relief valves, and other appurtenance piping. We've continuing to work on our flow meter vault. Joint grouting on the interior of our 48-inch water line, installing Beaverton's 16-inch ductile line from Arctic to Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, and city stormwater improvements along Western Avenue. So a lot of activity, but making great progress on this one. A couple of drone photos for you here. This one is just kind of hovering over Western, looking north towards Beaverton Hillsdale Highway. Kind of in the center there, you see the our kind of our construction path there for our 48-inch water line. And on the left there, you see Kaiser. So you have a good idea of where we're located there. I think the next photo here should show the termination. Nope, this one just basically takes the drone, loops it around the other way. So now we're looking south down Western, basically showing kind of where we're located here, and where we're coming up to Beaverton Hillsdale Highway and stopping right there in preparation for our work that's going to be connecting to the Washington County supply line in Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, which will be a significant milestone for this particular construction project. Next slide. I think the next slide here, shows the termination of that 48-inch water line just shy of Beaverton Hillsdale Highway. So installing this dished head on the end of this pipeline allows our contractor to test all of the pipe that's been installed prior to connecting or advancing into Beaverton Hillsdale Highway. So that work is underway right now. Next slide. And then the last photo on this particular project is kind of in the center of the photo, showing the location of the flow meter vault
the piping coming into and out of that flow meter vault, but none of the equipment yet installed in that particular vault. So that work is continuing as we speak. Next slide. This is the last project I have to talk to you about today, MPE 1.2. So again, this project is down south, down Allen Boulevard, Shoalsbury Road, crossing 217 up to around Nimbus on Shoalsbury Road there. So on this one, we're beginning what we call tunnel number one at Lower Fano Creek. So that's the crossing of Fano Creek that's west of 217. Also continuing the 16-inch Beaverton waterline installation on Shoalsbury Road, installation to Homestead, and testing the pipeline from Nimbus to Homestead. We have two headings on this project as well. We're installing 48-inch open-cut waterline on north of Hall Boulevard, so just north of that intersection with Hall. And we're also installing 48-inch waterline on Shoalsbury Road west of Highway 217. So a lot of activity on this particular project. Next slide. This photo here shows preparation for that trenchless crossing of Lower Fano Creek, again on the west side of 217. Basically, the timber shaft construction here for the launch shaft of our trenchless equipment that's going to be making that construction. Next slide. And this basically just pulls out, shows an aerial view of that particular construction activity. Basically, at the bottom center there is that particular launch shaft to get across Fano Creek, which is just below this particular aerial drone shot. Next slide. On the other side of Fano Creek is the receiving pit. You can see that this work is taking place at night. Pretty common on this particular project, MPE 1.2, since it's in a very busy area regarding traffic. A lot of the work in MPE 1.2 has had to occur at night. And so in particular, receiving pit had to be constructed at night. Next slide. And then this might be the last photo I have for you on this particular project, our 48-inch waterline installation on Shoalsbury Road. This is on the north side of Hall Boulevard, so a very busy area with a fire station and residences and schools and everything. It's a very complex area to do this kind of construction, but so far so good. And I think the last slide I have for you is a questions slide, and so if there are any questions, I'd be glad to take them.
Thank you, Dave. Open it up for questions, Commissioner Tivnan.
I had no idea so much has been done already on this. That was a wonderful overview. I don't have any questions for you other than to say thank you for the presentation. I'll be sure to pass along the good news that of all of the fantastic progress that's being made.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Duggan, do you have anything for today for this?
I just have a brief comment and a short question. I want to congratulate staff, and it's an echo of a comment made by my fellow TVWD Commissioner Jim Doan when we got this update Tuesday evening, saying that his experience with the work that's gone on so far, both traffic control and just having a clean construction site, has been very impressive. And I haven't driven around Beaverton all that much in the last year and a half, but in the last month and a half I've driven more than I've had in the last 2 years, and I just wanted to say that the Western Avenue work in particular, I'm amazed at the amount of work that's going on there and how well done the traffic control has been and how clean it's been my experience through this summer, seeing that work go on, that the contractor has been able to do that considering the narrow corridor, the overall scope of work. So very impressive, thank you. But I did hear a little dust up, and sorry for the bad pun, about there being traffic concerns between the Highway 217 work done by ODOT and the people living along Shoals Ferry Road, in particular along Crestwood, in that shopping in the area behind the shop Progress shopping mall there. Were those neighbors' concerns addressed, or are they still feeling trapped in their neighborhood? Any update on that would be great, because I heard saw a little bit on Nextdoor and then saw a TV a promo from one of the TV stations, but I hadn't heard anything since about traffic control there on Crestwood in particular.
Yeah, if you could allow me to check with my communication staff to get the latest on that and get that back to you. I am aware that there are a number of challenges in that particular area that, like I was mentioning, there's the commercial area, there's the fire station, there's the residences, there's the schools, and each of them, those Red Tail Golf, each of them have their concerns and kind of, frankly, frustrations with us being there and us doing this work. It's hard to do this work without being noticed, without impacting folks. We have done quite a bit of work at night, which has its own challenges, and beneficial to some and detrimental to others. And so it's a real fine line of trying to make it as pain, trying to minimize the pain as much as possible, but there's no way to make all the pain go away. But if you don't mind, I would like to, after this meeting, check with my communication staff, get the latest on that, and I could share a brief email update with the board.
Thank you. That'd be great. At least on the TV promotion, I think they were conflating the Highway 217 work with our work and just thinking it was all happening at the same time. And it's unfortunate timing, but I appreciate staff looking into it. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't going to get any more surprises, so to speak. Not that this has been all that bad. Again, I want to congratulate staff on how much impact there has been and how little complaint there has been. I just want to see what's going on. So thank you.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for the general manager's report. If I was to say anything, I too want to pat you and your team and all our construction crews on the back for the continued great work. I know we have a lot of challenges ahead since the bulk of our major construction is going to occur over the next couple of years.
Yep, great, thank you.
All right, so that's the end of the general manager's report section. Move on to public comment. Public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Annette, do we have any persons who would like to comment?
No public comment today.
All right, thank you. As a reminder, Annette will continue to monitor the chat feature for any future requests. The next item today is the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require construction. So, moving on, item A, that is to approve the September 1st, 2022 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented? And please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action.
This is Commissioner Duggan, so moved.
Commissioner Tivnan, you are certainly welcome to second in these cases if you wish.
This is Commissioner Tivnan, I second.
All right, we have a motion to second. The board recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
All right, City of Beaverton?
Aye.
City of Hillsborough?
Yeah, I approve.
And TVWD?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. relocations. Ms. Bennett will present the staff report.
Thank you, Commissioners. The Willamette Water Supply System's PLM 1.3 project is located at the boundary of Clackamas and Washington counties on Ritter Road, which I have labeled here for you in this graphic. Bonneville Power Administration owns and operates two substations on either side of the road, and there is buried infrastructure that connects the two facilities. The team has been coordinating with BPA for many years and to determine the best path through this congested utility corridor. And in June of 2021, the commission passed a resolution approving an agreement with BPA to facilitate the utility relocations in advance of our constructions. That initial agreement was finalized with BPA to include the scoping and cost estimating effort, which allowed BPA to better understand the scope of work needed. So what we have here today is an amendment to that original agreement, which addresses the remaining work to accomplish those relocations, which includes BPA committing to pulling back and then restoring those underground connections between those two substations within the Ritter Road right-of-way. This does add cost to the PLM 1.3 project, but it does allow our pipeline to be installed in a shallower trench, which is more cost effective. One of the BPA features is 11 and a half feet deep, which is a direct conflict with our normal trench installation methods. Alternative construction methods to install our pipeline, such as going trenchless, they do come with increased cost, increased risk, and schedule delays for the project. So coordinating with BPA is the most efficient path forward. BPA estimates that the worst case cost scenario for the design and relocation of their utilities is $996,000. They are a very conservative organization, and their goal is to not have to change that number in the future. If this amendment is approved, the cost would be split by the ownership percentages for the PLM 1.3 project, which I have shown here. And these ownership percentages are from our IGA Exhibit 1. And the funds for this amendment would be drawn from the project's contingency, which means there would be no adjustment to management reserve and no need to change the program baseline budget in order to fund the agreement. As it states in the agreement document, if there are unused funds in this worst case cost estimate, BPA would refund them to the Willamette Water Supply System. One more refresher, this amendment, like the original agreement, is between TVWD and BPA and not the WWSS Commission, because TVWD exists already in the BPA payment system and as managing agency is ultimately responsible for the payment of the agreement. The Commission authorized TVWD to enter into the agreement on its behalf through adoption of that authorizing resolution in 2021, and a similar authorization is included in today's proposed resolution. Staff recommend moving forward with the proposed resolution, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for Ms. Bennett on this item? I see shaking heads, three of them, including mine, so there's no questions at this time. I'd like to request board action. Consider adopting resolution number WWSS-07-22, approving an amendment to the agreement on behalf of the Willamette Water Supply Commission between the Tuolumne Valley Water District and the Bonneville Power Administration. Agreement number 21TP-12325 for utility relocations. Do I have a motion and a second?
This is Commissioner Tivnan, so moved.
This is Commissioner Duggan, second.
All right, thank you very much. We have a motion and a second. The board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
Okay, thank you. City of Beaverton.
Aye.
City of Hillsborough?
Aye.
And TVWD?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. The next item on today's agenda is information items. And Ms. Bennett, who seems to be controlling the meeting today, lots of presentations, will present the staff report on the business agenda items planned for the December WWSS Commission Board meeting.
Thank you, Commissioners. There is one anticipated item for our next meeting, which, as you might recall, we're skipping our odd months now, so we're headed into December as our next meeting. And that action is the water treatment plant materials testing and special inspections contract. We're procuring a contractor to provide those services during the construction of the water treatment plant. We have four firms that have been pre-qualified to propose on the work. The estimated value of the work is $2.5 million, which is already included in baseline 7.0. The request for proposals was published on August 22nd, and responses were due last week on the 27th. At the December board meeting, we'll present the proposed contract with a recommendation to the board for its approval. And that's it for upcoming action items. Are there any questions on this item?
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions for this? Well, apparently not. Thank you again for that. Okay, the next item on today's agenda is communication non-agenda items, of which there are none scheduled for today's meeting. And as indicated, our next meeting will be December 1st via Microsoft Teams. I might ask Dave for an update. My memory says that we were talking about in-person meetings sometime starting at the first of the year, or I can't remember. You guys had to get some equipment in there and some room remodel. Are we going to be close to that pretty soon?
Yeah, it's getting close. The TVW boardroom updates are, I don't know what percentage, but nearly complete. Tim Boylan, the IT director at TVWD, is still waiting on some equipment that I believe is going to come in December-ish. And so then, you know, that equipment will need to be installed, tested out. So what we were thinking, I believe what we have scheduled is an update on that progress at the February WWSS board meeting. So we'll, you know, in terms of our board meeting schedules, starting now, we will go every other month, unless something comes up that means we've got to meet during the month. But we're anticipating skipping the November meeting. We'll have a meeting in December. We'll skip the January meeting. Then we'll have a meeting in February. And so my expectation is that the meeting in February will still be a virtual meeting like this. And I'll provide an update to you about the status of the boardroom updates, if they're successful, how they're working out, and if they're ready. And then we can decide if we want to pivot at that point or shortly thereafter to in-person meetings or hybrid meetings.
All right, excellent. Thank you for the update on that. I just couldn't remember what you had indicated the timing was. So
I struggle to remember myself sometimes.
I'm older than you. I have an excuse. Okay, before I adjourn, does anybody have anything else they want to bring up for today's meeting? All right, there being no further business before...
This is Commissioner Baggin. I just want to say that I really enjoyed the JWC Barney tour that I was able to go on last month. I was able to meet the new City of Beaverton Councilor John Duger, and I welcome Councilor Tidnon to our commission, and looking forward to actually having more tours in the future than we've had in the last 2 years. And just wanted to thank the JWC Hillsborough staff for putting on a very nice day. So thank you.
Thank you. We were excited to get back into doing tours. It's been a couple years. So thanks for attending.
I just want to say, and you'll remember this one, Dave, we only got to do the Barney tour because we got stuck on a logging road. So I'll look forward to getting back out there to take the tour of the actual treatment plant too. But it was great. You put on a great tour.
Yeah, we'll be following up for the treatment plant tour shortly. Thank you.
Great.
And we got stuck on a logging road and we didn't even have to do any logging. All right.
We're considering that, but no. Thank you, guys.
There being no further business before the Board of Commissioner, this meeting is adjourned. See you later.